Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, you know, Americans love sugar for breakfast. It's apparent. You can see it all over the place. And today is the second National Pancake Day of the year.
Well, I'm going to have to argue something with you. Americans love sugar all day long.
That's true.
Now,
that's true.
I do agree that they are big on breakfast with it.
Well, it is National Second Pancake Day because there's no one in March at IHOP does. But you can celebrate by eating some pancakes today.
Wait, is the IHOP one a national one or is it just an IHOP one?
It's a national one.
So this
one
is the official one?
No, there's two of them.
Two official pancake days.
That's how important pancakes
wow.
are.
Yeah, we need about four cheeseburger days.
And some pizza days.
Yeah, pizza.
Steak days.
Oh, yeah.
And there's one weird thing that people are doing with their pancakes. I won't tell you that in just a second.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pancake weirdness. Just saying. Only 7% of us don't like pancakes. So most of us do like pancakes.
I can eat them, but I'd rather have a waffle. Yeah.
I kind of feel the same, although as I've gotten older, I'm starting to like pancakes more.
I mean, I like them. I can eat them. They just dry to me.
I've never really cared much for them until I started adding cinnamon in them.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So much better.
Waffles are just pancakes with abs, is what I tell you.
And Cato, I can help you with the dry thing. Just add more butter.
I mean, I put a lot of butter in cereal.
Or milk.
Well, pancakes are our fourth favorite breakfast food behind egg, sausage, and then toast, which I thought they would outrank toast. Come on. But survey, they just looked at how often we eat breakfast when it's not breakfast time. It's more popular than you think.
Yeah, it's like a select restaurant has brunch 7 days a week.
Yeah, yeah. 87% of the young people are more likely to enjoy breakfast for dinner, or it's called Brenner, if you want to call it, breakfast and dinner. You combine the two words.
I'll do that. I'll fry an egg, make some cheese toast.
Do you call it Brenner, though?
No.
I call it good.
80% of Americans said breakfast foods are also good for a midnight snack.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it doesn't mean they're making pancakes in the middle of the night or eggs, but probably most likely it's cereal.
Well, you do breakfast for dinner a lot.
Yeah, but this is at midnight.
They well, I'm just saying, it's a definitely you can have it all kinds of times.
Oh, you know how many times I've been to Waffle House at midnight?
I know, right?
2, 4 a.m.?
Yeah.
Which is breakfast, I guess.
So what is the weird thing that people are doing with their pancakes? See if you would try this. They're making pancake soup.
Ew.
Have you seen that online?
No.
Pancake soup. Google it. I mean, you can see some unusual pictures there.
No.
when you hear pancake soup, you might think of, you know, I don't know, some kind of social media hack where the traditional dish is deconstructed. But it really is not that. Here's the recipe. You basically make pancakes on a griddle in bacon grease and then cut them up into quarter-inch strips. And then you put the strips into an actual broth made with bouillon cubes and water. You heat it up and then you serve the pancake soup.
Pass.
Nah.
That's a hard pass right there.
Now, I've seen where people basically do it as cereal. They just do tiny little medallion-style pancakes and put it in milk, and they eat it that way.
The only kind of soup I want for breakfast is cereal. Or, you know what? You could say that my pancakes are in soup already as much syrup as I put in it. I could just put like a bowl of syrup down there and just dunk my whole pancake in there.
I like to let them swim a little bit, get some exercise in before they're eating, you know?
Tori, you could actually take a pancake, put it in a bowl and mold it to fit, and then pour the milk in.
Oh, that's a good
idea.
So
you have kind of like a pancake bowl.
And then you could put cereal in it. So it's like two breakfasts in one.
That's, now we're thinking.
Okay, so this is what people are saying about pancake soup and what they've seen online. Yeah. I'm guessing this was a way to repurpose yesterday's stale breakfast, only because it seems silly to make fresh pancakes and then cut them into strips and dunk them in broth.
Oh, yeah.
That just sounds disgusting. Beef stock and pancake pieces floating in it doesn't sound particularly joyous to me.
No.
I'd rather just eat pancakes and have the broth on the side. I'd rather just eat the pancakes.
With syrup on them.
Without the broth. And most people said hard pass. Hard pass on the pancake soup. And I'm guessing it was, from Germany. A lot of people were saying it was a German dish called Flattelsup. Is that correct, Tom? I don't know. That's Flattelsup. That's just a funny word to say.
I don't think so.
Flattle soup.
Would it be flattle soup?
I have no idea. What's but your, I don't think it's what you said.
Okay. I just didn't say it with my German accent. Flattle soup.
Oh, now it's good.
Mom, can you make me some flattle soup? Well, that's not German. It's more Irish.
That's Southern, whatever it is.
It's hey,
what
Mom, will you make me some flattle soup?
It's his Sean Connery, which he always falls into.
Yeah, so pancake soup. Just doesn't sound good to me. I mean, there's plenty of things out there probably that would not be a good soup.
Well, you lost me when you took your pancakes into the savory world.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I want my pancakes to have sweet and butter.
Now, see, I do like some sweet and salty. Like, I could eat syrup on sausage.
Okay. Right?
Mm-hmm. I like that, but, all right, but not this.
You don't want, like, biscuit soup. You know, you think about that, but you do
chicken
serve...
Chicken and dumplings.
You do serve biscuits with soup sometimes.
Gnocchi? Gnocchi soup is basically dumplings. It's like Italian dumplings.
Oh, you got cornbread soup. My mom and dad ate that growing up.
Oh, milk and cornbread.
Yeah.
Oh, I had some old
you
fresh cornbread.
You take yesterday's cornbread or fresh cornbread.
Yeah, it's got to be
warm. You crumple it up in a glass, and then you just pour milk in it, and it's cornbread soup.
How do you eat it with a spoon?
Yes. I've gone a little bit too far now with this.
Yeah.
Started all with pancake soup. Enjoy your pancake day.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Sometimes I read through the stuff that we have for us to talk about on the show, and I will look at it and think to myself, this is the dumbest idea ever. And that's where Hawk and I sometimes get into differing arguments, because he'll be reading something I think is stupid. He'll go, well, that's what it says here. And for me, just because it says it here doesn't mean it's a good idea or not.
Okay.
Like, for example, today there are four phrases you can use to shut down unsolicited advice, and they're supposed to be good phrases that will help bring the temperature down and make the person feel validated, but also let them know that you're not interested in the advice.
Is this person always trying to offer advice? Because pretty soon I'm not going to try to make them feel better about offering advice.
Well, I don't know about the person, but I will tell you this little list they have of ways to shut down the unsolicited advice. Do not bring down the temperature and do not make the person feel like they've been validated.
Okay.
They are horrible.
Okay. For you, that's your opinion. Let us judge now.
Okay.
Let's see if these are good or not.
All right. The first one is probably the best. Thanks for sharing that. I'll consider it. That one is the least bad of the bunch. That's somewhat reasonable to say to someone if they are giving you advice you didn't want.
Yeah, but if you say that to your friend, or if they say it to you, you know, in the back of your mind, they're like, they're not listening.
Yeah. Exactly.
They're not taking that advice.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
But that one's not as offensive as some of the next ones here.
Okay.
That's a useful view, but I prefer to handle it this way.
Wow.
Now, they say that shows you're listening to their perspective while keeping the choice of how to act in your hands. No, that is saying your idea was stupid. I'm not listening to you.
But in such a polite way.
Really? Because to me, it's pretty blunt.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a useful view. Well, is it? Because you're not using it.
Yeah, exactly. It's a useful view, but it must not be very useful because I'm not going to use it.
It's useful, just not to me.
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
there you go. All right, here's another one. I appreciate your input, but I already have a plan for how I'm going to move forward.
Then why were you trying to help me in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that just doesn't make sense.
Well, that's the thing is, did they ask for the advice?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, this is unsolicited advice, okay. So no, okay. They did not.
Yeah.
But I'm saying this isn't bringing the temperature down. I appreciate your input, but I already have a plan. That's basically going, you came in with an idea, but I'm staying with mine because I don't even care about yours.
But you know what, though? It's their fault for butting in your business and giving you unsolicited advice.
But the idea of this is these are supposedly going to help you calm them down and not have them be mad at you.
It's like, you know, you're sitting in, I don't know, maybe a snack area or someone's like, I couldn't help but hearing you guys talk about your situation. I've got some advice I'd like to give you.
Well, I appreciate your input, but I already have a plan for how I move forward.
Yeah.
It doesn't make things better. And then the last one was, I hear you. If I need more guidance, I'll reach out.
Oh.
Wow. That's almost snarky. I mean, yeah, I hear you. If I need more advice, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
They say it validates their effort, but it also prevents further unsolicited input.
All right, how about the, hey, this is an A-B conversation. Can you see your way out?
But there's got to be a reason that they are offering the advice. Either you've talked to them about the situation and they felt like that you were maybe asking for advice.
Okay, sometimes. But sometimes people are just eavesdropping. And they just like, hey, I can help you out with that. Or you're in like a work environment and there's like, you know, some people in the break room talking and then you got Ted walks up with some unsolicited advice.
Or maybe it's like the fifth day in a row they keep saying the same thing over and over and they won't come to a solution and you're like, let me just help you real quick get through this.
See, that's my friends. They like to vent and I don't offer advice, but if I hear the same story over and over, then finally I'm going to go, well, why do you need to do this? Well, I don't know. I'm like, well, I don't want to hear it anymore.
Yeah, and they're like,
I don't want to hear it.
Okay. I hear you. If I need more guidance, I'll reach out. Yeah. That's not going to make you feel better about it.
No.
You're going to walk away going, you're an idiot. If you don't take my advice, you're an idiot because you hadn't figured it out. But yet you're telling me my answer ain't any good.
Now, Tom, before, I mean, people have come to him and asked for advice about certain things, and he would give his advice. And then, you know, it'd be like maybe for a TV or something, like because he's very good at technology. Like, which one would you buy? And then the people would not buy it, and then Tom would get upset because he's done all this research.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's why anytime I get Tom involved to do research for technology or anything, I probably 95% of the time buy that item.
Right. That's why I bought the boots the other day because I was telling myself, I was like, no, they're too expensive. And then I told Tom how much they were off, and he was like, that's a really good deal. And I was like, that's good advice. I'm buying it.
I don't know if that's what he's talking about or not. But here's the thing. When it comes to technology, someone's like comes to me and they're like, hey, I need to buy a computer. I only have this much to spend. What do you recommend? And I happen to know what some key parts of the computer are that are important. So I give them the advice, and then they go buy something totally different. That's their option, but I'm not going to keep doing research for that person and then giving him advice in the future.
Hawk.
Yeah, no. Well, hey.
Actually, Hawk was not the one who didn't take my advice.
Did I?
No, it was someone else who used to work here.
I don't buy computers.
Okay. Food. I'll take Tom's advice for food because he's an expert in that area. Mm-mm. You don't?
No. Okay. Not when you eat chicken fingers in a restaurant as an adult. In a dining, in a nice restaurant, you're eating chicken fingers.
Depends on the restaurant.
I can't respect that.
I'm sorry, but I don't respect your food eating.
Well, never take my advice when it comes to watching movies.
He eats an egg, a Roundup piece of turkey, and cheese every day for breakfast. A boiled egg.
I lost 50 pounds on this diet.
But I'm not taking your advice on food.
It's like prison food.
It is.
It's kind of sad sometimes.
But I'm going home to eat turkey dressing and gravy. Peas and cabbage.
Balance.
Yes.
Wow, I think we've wandered into one of those conversations where people are given advice that wasn't asked for.
Can you use one of those real quick?
That's a useful view, but I prefer to handle it this way.
Thanks for sharing. I'll not consider it.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, kids. We're going to talk about you. Let's see if we're right or not. They ask the kids, what's something that you really hate? Really hate. You know, top answers.
And homework.
Okay, homework in school was the two top answers that kids hate. But you know what, though? You look at some of the kids, they like going and socializing at school, seeing their friends and stuff.
That's why I chose homework, because school has some good sides to it.
You think about in the summertime, you know, the kids like, yeah, we're out for the whole summer. And then about a week and a half into it, they're like, I'm bored. I'm just sitting here at home all day. I'm bored. So... I don't know if I would say homework is probably the number one thing there, Tom. Then what is something else you think that kids hate?
Chores.
Okay, chores was also mentioned. Not a lot of fun for them.
I don't like them.
I was going to say, I don't look forward to them either.
All right. Something that they eat.
Broccoli.
Vegetables. Yeah. Also on the list of things that kids really hate.
And they're good.
Well, vegetables, I mean, there's different vegetables. Potato is a vegetable.
I agree, yeah.
So you just got to pick your vegetables wisely.
Oh, watch out.
At times, kids hate parents. I think that's the teen years, though.
Definitely not when they're little.
Yeah, they want to cuddle up and stuff when they're young. And then all of a sudden they want to rebel at, you know, I don't know a specific age, whatever your teenager is.
Teens.
Yeah. Okay. then something that the kids actually hate was a dentist. They are scared of the dentist.
Yeah. I mean, I had to go to the dentist a lot when I was a kid, and I definitely did not look forward to it. But they've come a long way making it a lot easier now.
I love the dentists, but when they give you the shot now, they know how to do it without it, like, feeling it, because they, like, jerk your mouth, like, you know, or, like, it's almost like catching a fish with a hook. It's like, I'll put the finger in there and jerk a little bit while they're giving you the shot, and you can't even feel it. So they are some talented dentists out there.
I like my dentist, but I also do not like going.
Okay,
that makes sense.
I'm being judged.
Not only that, but I mean, you know, you're paying for it. It can potentially hurt. I mean, there's a lot of reasons not to love, but it's just like the doctor. You may not love going, but you still need to go.
I love a good cleaning. You come out and you can like run your teeth over or your tongue over your teeth. It just feels so nice.
Yeah, because in the back of your teeth too, if you push up against the bottom of your teeth, you can feel that grime and tartar there.
What is it,
tartar sauce? Okay, these are the things that kids hate. They hate glitches when they are playing their video games or streaming problems.
I do too. Yeah. Yesterday ours was glitching, and I'm like, John, do something before I throw this TV.
I know. My kids do that all the time. They're like, you know, show you the circle or whatever, and like, what's wrong with the Wi-Fi?
And ain't it crazy? There was a time we didn't even have that. And now if it stalls for a second, we're like, that's it. I'm done.
Yeah. Could you imagine playing your board game and all of a sudden it's kind of like that partner that would not go or not pay attention. It's like, it's your turn. Come on. Hurry up.
Or they're going to the bathroom.
Yeah. It's your turn.
Yeah. Hurry up.
All right. And then they say things that kids hate. Bathing or showers, period.
I do too.
When they're little, yeah.
It's just so time consuming. Yeah. And you're having to stand there and I'm tired.
Yeah, when my kids were younger, they did not want to. Well, you know, there's a point where they do like the bath, like when they're in there with the toys and stuff. And then, like, I think it's around 7 to, I would say, 12, maybe 11, that they just don't want to bathe.
For me, it was when I had to start washing my own hair. And I still hate hair nights to this day. The whole family hates hair nights now because it takes me forever. And John will be like, please tell me it's not a hair night. I'm like, it is. You got baby duty a little bit longer.
I just realized I hate anything self-care. I hate showering. I hate brushing my teeth. I hate clipping my fingernails.
I don't even think about that, though.
Oh, like, it just so stresses me out.
Fingernail clippers, there's something satisfying with clipping your fingernails.
No,
and you're finished.
No.
It's tedious.
On yesterday, actually.
I will say teens start to like the showers again. If it's any judgment, they take forever.
They do. It's weird. It's weird.
I did too as a teen.
Okay, and then finally, things that kids hate when it's time to go to bed.
I do too.
Yeah, me too.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Earlier this week, we did a segment on the show about don't knock it until you try it life hacks.
Yeah.
It was so popular that we have come back with more.
Yay.
People said they liked it so much, we came up with some more life hacks that you should not knock them until you try them yourself. Kiddo, I think you're going to like this first one.
Okay.
It's a shower beer. Just take a cold can of beer into the shower and thank me later.
I don't think I could do that because I don't want water in my my beer. But I did tell you, my friend's wife bought him a cup holder for the shower.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So you he might take a beer in there with him.
Might try it. You might be surprised.
Maybe need a fridge shower. You know, you're going to be in there a while.
What?
a shower fridge. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, that'll kill you, just to let you know. You don't want a fridge in the shower.
Yeah, maybe just a cooler.
Oh, yeah.
Bring your cooler in there.
Yeah, right. I forgot about the plug-in.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Okay. Instead of using a knife to cut cheese, use a potato peeler. I've not tried that. I've seen that. It would make it a steady thickness.
Well, that's basically that little tool, the charcuterie thing. It's basically a big potato peeler.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, I just fold my Kraft singles in half.
Right.
I don't have to really cut them.
That makes sense. Eating a kiwi with the skin on. It's less effort to eat and more convenient. I find the kiwi skin to be acceptable.
I didn't even know you weren't supposed to eat the kiwi skin until recently.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't do that, but the kiwi always slips out of your hand. It's like, you know, I don't know, when you do like a water balloon or something, the kiwi gets slippery and you can't hold on to it if you peel it. And you know, I thought it needed peeling because it looked like a 5 o'clock shadow on my kiwi.
I like the little tickle.
You got the little hair on it.
Usually if I peel it, I slice it into slices.
I don't do that.
Eat it like an apple because, as you said, it's slimy on the outside.
I peel it. And even a peach. Like they
I like
you
to
know.
Peel my peaches.
Yeah, okay.
I like to peel my apples. Mm-hmm. I like to peel my bananas, too.
We'll add the not eating with the skin off as another trick for you.
I'll try that one.
All right. Greasing your corn cob. The easy way, instead of trying to get that butter all the way around on the corn cob, is to butter a slice of bread, then wrap it around your freshly cooked hot corn on the cob and just spin it around, and it will coat the entire piece of corn with butter.
That's a good idea.
And it'll smooth it into your bread more.
Mm-hmm. Don't you just do the spray butter on corn on the cob?
No. What? Who does spray butter?
It's easy.
I bet.
I buy real butter.
I have that too, but the spray butter is, and then you get, literally, you take a bite, spray the next. Take a bite, spray, and you get a butter on every single bite.
That's a spritz of butter. I'm like, I want a lump of butter. I'm like, that's like putting little spritz on your mashed potatoes. Psst.
See, I'll just cut a chunk of butter off, put it on my plate, and set the corn on top of it.
Okay.
And then spin
it. I'll be honest, I'd like to just dip my corn on a cob in butter.
That would be nice.
Well, I need a big bowl for that, though.
Yeah.
All right. I've done something like this. You guys know that cheese balls are one of my favorite snacks.
Used to be, right?
Not as much now.
Yeah, because they got rid of some of the cheese.
They don't have as much cheese on them as they're supposed to. The corporate people took away the cheese.
You could wrap one of Kato's Kraft singles around your
balls. Yeah, I'm happy for you.
Well, this is something I did with the cheese balls. I would always use a toothpick or a knife to pick them up so it didn't turn my fingers orange. But this is a similar trick, they said. Use chopsticks to eat Cheetos. That way your fingers don't turn orange.
The ball would roll off. I can't even.
You're just not good at chopsticks.
I'm not at all. And that's why I would not use this. But I like your old trick, like stabbing them with a screwdriver or something.
Just turn the bag up.
That's a classy bite.
No, you just turn the bag up, you get a mouthful, you finish that, you turn the bag up again.
Not with the cheese tub that Tom had. He had the big old tub, that 5 gallon tub right there. I mean, all the balls would be rolling on the floor.
Isn't it still over there in the corner?
Yeah, I'm sure you don't want to eat those.
They're stale.
Yeah. They're green now. Those are not orange.
This is a thing I've never heard of, but clove oil, put it in your floor cleaner and it keeps bugs from coming into your home. I guess it'd make it smell good too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care for the clove smell.
Okay, then you don't want to do that, but neither do the bugs. So if you're having a bug problem, you might think about that.
I do Quaker State oil. Mine.
All right. And
bugs
don't
are
knock
like,
it.
I can't get traction.
Don't knock it till you try it. Life hacks. Sitting down facing the opposite way on the toilet. The tank provides a surface area for activities and or drinks.
I just find that gross.
That's weird, yeah. I mean, unless you're doing some manscaping.
It makes a lot of sense for with our tablets and our phones now, because you can just set them on the back of the toilet, and it's like a desk.
I'm not hanging out in there for the day.
Yeah, I mean, do what any normal person would do. Put a TV tray in there. It's right beside my toilet plunger.
Oh, that's funny. That's a good idea.
They should, you set your book there, too, if you want to.
They should have, like, the airplane, the tables that are in your armrest, so you pull it up and lay it over.
You guys are crazy. I gave you a perfectly easy way to do this, and you're like, no, that's gross. Mm. I'll just put a TV tray in instead.
Sounds just like Hawk.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.